All right, lots of kids. This is great. Anybody here last year? I think I did a head count, and it was a high water mark. We'll see whether we get there or not this year. This is wonderful. Happy Easter. All right, I'm going to start talking while you guys are sitting down. Oh, wow. I'll keep on moving up. Oh, I ran out of space. This is great. Okay, so who here, maybe out of everybody here, has been the angel in the Christmas program at church? Yeah, we got a couple. Oh, there's more than that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, those are the cutest little angels that I've ever seen, and they usually are over there by the piano. One of the things about, I am always fearful for the angels that one of them is going to fall off the pedestal. So fear and angels, that kind of goes together. So angel means messenger, all right? And so the next scripture that we're reading I want you to pay careful attention to what's going to be said after you guys go back and sit down, because it is exactly what I'm talking about this morning. So the Bible uses angels a lot, or God uses angels a lot, that's written about a lot in the Bible, as messengers to tell people things. And one of the first things they almost always say is, fear not, don't be afraid. Do you think you might be afraid if you saw an angel? I think that might be like first on my list to be a little bit afraid. So there were two Marys, they were best friends, Mary and Mary, and Jesus had died, and that was super sad for them, and they wanted to go visit the tomb. And so they actually went to go to the tomb, and along the way, or actually when they got there, something very unexpected happened, like what's going to happen right now. I need 5 brave volunteers from this side here. Okay, come on up. And then I need 5 brave volunteers out here. So you're going to stand up, raise your hand, and then you're going to read something off the envelopes. And hopefully we do a better job with the envelopes than they did the Oscars. So, okay, stand up. Come on over here. I'll give you an envelope. Read number 1 for us too, because this is the very first thing that the angel says. I know why you guys are here. I know what you want, but he's not here. Okay, who's got number 3? Go ahead and read it out loud.
He is risen, as he said.
He's risen, as he said. So the good news, he's risen, and Jesus already told him beforehand that was what was going to happen. That's great news. That confirms what Jesus said. Okay, number 4.
Come see the place.
Okay, come see the place. The angel is so confident he's going to show evidence to Mary and Mary about what has just happened. Come on, I want to show you something really great. Okay, number 5.
Go quickly and tell the others he is risen from the dead.
All right, so the angel came as a messenger, and he wasn't just content to have Mary and Mary know. He's like, I got a job for you guys to do. I want you to go and tell the others. So it wasn't just for them, but it was for the others. Number 6. Okay.
He is going before you into Galilee. There you will see.
All right. So he's telling something about the future, that Jesus, they're going to see Jesus in the future. That means it talks about great things to come, and we have many things to look forward to. Okay, so those of you could sit down. Thank you. So what did they do? Did they just sit around and go, well, what do you want to do next? No. They went and did exactly what the angel had told them. So they went out quickly from the tomb, and they still had fear. So I think I'd still be a little, but they also had great joy. And they ran to bring his disciples word. So that's not the end of the story. So listen to the scripture carefully as we read that next, because something happens next after they're afraid, but they go to tell the disciples. So listen carefully. That's it. You can go sit down. Thanks.